Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Steeler defense might be the most disappointing unit, all things considered, Jeff, to me, in the entire NFL.
Yeah, not maybe. They definitely are. Like you said, for the money they put in this defense and the expectations of what this defense was going to be, they let the Bengals, who hadn't run the ball on anybody all season, rush for 100 yards in 10 carries. That is insane. Like, you would never – the Steelers never gave up 100-yard rushers. Yeah. And what does that do? It opens up for Chase, for Higgins, for a guy like Flacco, for your offensive line to be able to win in one-on-one pass rush. You have to earn the right to rush the passer. Right. And the problem for the Steelers is – and Mike Tomlin said this at halftime – we got to make them a one-dimensional football team. We haven't earned that right. They have got to earn that by shutting the run game down and making people be one-dimensional. That's what the Steelers have done for 25 years. And what you fully expect, because you thought Rodgers was going to walk in and be able to just – the same thing that he had from the Jets. Their defense is going to be good enough. All you got to do is just be status quo, just be average, and we'll win a lot of games. The problem is they're asking him to win games, not right. Just be okay.
Right.
That was – Mike Greenberg teeing up Jeff Saturday on Get Up on ESPN, where they've got 65 people on the desk every morning, and yet all of them want to suck the oxygen out of the room. But Jeff Saturday is right. Not only is the Steelers defense the most disappointing unit in the entirety of the NFL, I think you can make an argument it's the worst defense in the league because it hasn't even come close to living up to the expectations. Now, maybe you're out there driving around listening to this Marconi award-winning radio station saying, no, the Ravens are by far the most disappointing team in the NFL, and their defense is worse than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ipso facto, their defense is the worst in the league. Well, at least they've got excuses. And there's a difference between excuses and reasons. Maybe they've got reasons why their defense sucks. Matt Ibuki, their best defensive player, out for the year. Roquan Smith has been injured. Marlon Humphrey has been injured. Kyle Hamilton has been injured. Their defense has been missing key players. It wasn't good before that, fair enough, but it's been missing key players. They'd be better than the Steelers if those guys were playing. The Steelers' defense, on average, is only giving up 6 fewer yards per game than that maligned Ravens unit. The Steelers' defense is the highest-paid defense. You've heard this in the NFL. T.J. Watt's cap hit this year is $23 million. Cam Hayward's is $22 million. Alex Highsmith's is $18 million. Patrick Queen's is almost $18 million. Are any one of them playing up to their talent level? Is a single one of those guys playing better than what our expectation was coming into the year? If you can make an argument for any of them, it's Patrick Queen, but unfortunately, he ain't an edge rusher. He ain't a hand-in-the-ground defensive lineman, so his impact on the game is not going to be as substantial as those other three guys. So if I had to have one of them playing above their expectation level, he'd be fourth on the list. Apart from Queen, apart from Herbig, who has been reduced to a backup role, there's not a single Steelers defensive player that's playing up to their talent level. There's not a single Steelers defensive player that's playing above the line. Because guess what, folks? I grade on a curve. In high school, if I brought home a B, my parents would run out into the streets and bang pots and pans together. Oh my God, this imbecile kid who procrastinates with everything and gives half effort, he got a B? That's great. Meanwhile, my wife, who graduated LIBO with a 4.4, if she brought home a B, that was disastrous. Because she worked hard. And she was super smart. Is super smart. We grade on a curve. The Steelers defense is the highest paid defense in the NFL, and it's 19th in points allowed. Unacceptable. They're giving up 23 points per game. The Steelers are 28th in total defense, giving up 374 yards per game. There's only four defenses in the NFL giving up more yards than the Steelers. The Steelers are giving up more yards per drive than any team in the National Football League. The Steelers' rushing defense, which was the subject of much scorn this offseason because of what happened down the stretch last year and most notably in that playoff game, they're 17th in the league in stopping the run. They've had three games where they were good at it, three games where they were terrible at it. They're giving up 115 rushing yards per game. Remember how bad they were last year? They gave up 109. Their rushing defense is worse now. The Steelers' defense is better than only one team at defending the pass. They are 31st in passing yards allowed, giving up 258 yards per game. They have played Justin Fields. They have played Sam Darnold. They have played Joe Flacco and Carson Wentz, and yet they are 31st in the NFL in passing defense. The Steelers are 25th in the NFL in third down defense, allowing 42% conversions. The Steelers, if they actually do get a stop on third down, are one of the worst teams in the NFL at defending on fourth downs. They're 24th in fourth down conversion rate. They gave up 30-plus points to Justin Fields. They gave up 30-plus points to Joe Flacco. Is the Steelers' defense the most disappointing in the NFL? Yes, Jeff Saturday, you are correct, sir. And because I grade on a curve, I think it's the worst defense in the NFL. I don't know that I'll have many people out there disagreeing. If you want to, you can at 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. You can also text us on that number. You can tweet me at _AdamCrowley. You can tweet Nicholas Harry Callis at Callis_33 if you feel the need to take up for this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. But I don't think many of you will, and that's not the topic. The question here is, can they fix it at 412-928-9370? I've laid out all the numbers. This defense is disappointing. It's terrible. Can they fix it? Aaron Rodgers is on pace to throw 40 touchdowns. No Steelers quarterback in the history of this proud franchise has ever thrown that many touchdowns in a single season. And yet here the Steelers sit at 4-2 coming off of one of the most disappointing losses in recent regular season memory. The Steelers are the favorite to win the AFC North, but not by a considerable margin. And it's not because of the 41-year-old quarterback or an offense that for the last 5 years has been woeful. The Steelers are only a slim favorite in the AFC North because the people who make all those big old buildings out there in Vegas, they know that this defense blows chunks. Right now, the Steelers have a 57% chance of making the playoffs, according to ESPN stats and analytics. They got a 43% chance of missing the playoffs. That's how math works. That 43% chance to miss the playoffs is because of the defense. It's not because of Rodgers. It's not because of the offense. It's not because of Arthur Smith. It's not because of a lack of a number two wide receiver. It's because this defense bleeds yards, points, third down conversions, fourth down conversions. Any metric you want to look at, they're below the line. Jeremy Fowler reported yesterday the Steelers want Aaron Rodgers to come back next year. Right now, through six games, he's the reason why they have a winning record. If things keep going the way that they're going and they make the playoffs and they win the AFC North, it will be because of him. If they don't make the playoffs, it's going to be because of the defense. And do you really think Rodgers is going to want to come back and be Superman again? Or do you think he's going to want to ride off into the sunset and run for vice president or something? I'm going with the latter, not the former. So you got to fix it. If the Steelers want to win their first playoff game in damn near a decade, you got to get to at least average defensively. Do you even have faith that they can do that? 412-928-9370. I've asked the question. I'll answer it for you. I got zero faith. How could anybody have faith in this defense? Last year down the stretch, they cratered. They played great competition, but guess what? When you make the playoffs, you only play great competition. Guess what is coming down the pike this week? The Green Bay Packers, one of only two teams in the NFL to score 27 or more points in five of their games. The other team is the Colts, who you got next week. And then you got Justin Herbert on the road. And you got Detroit coming down the pike. And you're probably going to get Lamar Jackson a couple of times. You might get Joe Burrow. You're going to play great offenses down the stretch. Can the Steelers fix it defensively? Can Mike Tomlin fix it defensively? 412-928-9370. My answer is no. Because the body of work now spans beyond just the six games that they've played this season. And these six games have been bad, as I've outlined. Three of the six games, they've given up 30-plus points. They gave up 27 points per game in their last seven games last season. They're giving up 25 points per game in their last 13 games. If they were doing that over the course of this year, they'd be the 23rd ranked defense in points allowed per game. Oh, and here's the other thing. They're old. I'm not making excuses. There are excuses and reasons, as I've said. They looked old and slow on Thursday. They didn't have a full week to recover. Jalen Ramsey's on the wrong side of 30. Darius Slay looked absolutely cooked. TJ Watt had one impact play in the entire game, as did Cam Hayward. They've got old legs. They've got a tough stretch upcoming. They've already been bad defensively. Do you think these guys are going to play better the less fresh they are, or worse? I'm going to go with worse. I don't think that they can fix this defense. And so all of this is going to be on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders. Do you think the Steelers can fix this terrible defense? 412-928-9370. If so, what in God's name gives you faith? I'm not going to shout you down. I'm curious. Can they fix it? And if so, what gives you faith that they can? 412-928-9370. Your calls, texts, and tweets on this coming up next. Bottom of the hour, the Penguins take on the champs tonight. There's an angle there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Steelers' defense stinks. That's inarguable. Do you have faith that Mike Tomlin can fix it? 412-928-9370. That is the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline, 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Adam is the Sid Bream of the fan, a slow white guy that somehow still outruns a Barry Bonds throw for the win. Make it make sense. So I replied, I don't really know what you mean, but I like the analogy. And he said, unexplainable success. Thank you.
Yeah, like how did Sim Bream score on that play, right? Like how do you do this every day and get award-winning status?
So basically, I suck, but I'm still successful.
Right. Well, no.
I'll take it.
Not even. You're like average, because I think Sid Bream was like an average player. He wasn't fast. He could hit a little bit. You know, like you could do some things right, but are you award-winning? Should you have gotten thrown out at the plate? Yes.
Hey, Kenny Pickett got a Super Bowl ring last year as a backup quarterback. A champion is a champion is a champion. 412-928-9370. I have no faith that Tomlin can fix the defense. You go back 13 games, and the defense is giving up 25 points per game. Steelers' rush defense has been among the worst in the NFL over that span. The pass defense has been among the worst in the NFL across that span. They generally don't do anything well but get to the quarterback, and as we saw, you can scheme around that. So why in the world would anybody have faith that the Steelers can fix this defense? 412-928-9370. Hammer in Portview leads us off today. What up, Hammer?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Here's the only reason I even have some semblance of faith. There were two games where they racked up 7 sacks and 6 sacks. That's the only reason I have somewhat of faith in this defense. But as you just mentioned, though, there are ways to scheme around that. But I don't have all the stats in front of me. But I did have one question. Time of possession. That defense seems to be on the field a lot longer than the offense has
100%.
Been on the field.
That's an astute and observation by you. It's one of the worst differentials in time of possession in the league. But over the last 5 years, Hammer, I think you could put that primarily on the offense for not sustaining drives, for not running the ball effectively enough. Now, I think the Steelers' defense needs to look in the mirror. I think they're on the field as much as they've been on the field, buddy, because they can't get off the field. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL on getting off on third down and on fourth down. They're out there because they can't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah, and I think it's, like you said, with their age, they got to get off the field a lot quicker.
That's exactly right. And the bye came early, and this is their only mini bye. And if they're going to continue to be on the field, I think the defense might get worse than get better. By the way, Harry, we have breaking news. Doran texted me and said they are on the way. They're heading to McGee. Rochelle's going to give birth. I'm very excited.
Yay!
Yay! Woo! Congratulations to Doran and Rochelle and their young boys. They're going to add a fourth. My God. JB in the car next up. Hi, JB!
What's up, Adam?
How you doing, pal?
Oh, man, headed to work. Hey, dude, this is never going to get fixed. Two quick things. I read viewpoints from Cincinnati when they promoted Austin to D.C., and those people were drooling to play Pittsburgh twice a year because he was fired from there for giving up 500-plus yards a game. And until Mike Tomlin allows someone in the room smarter than him, it's going to be more of the same. Edelman said it's the same defense since he was playing.
That's right. And we heard it from Ja'Marr Chase after the game. Not only did the Steelers do exactly what they thought they would do, they did exactly what they were hoping the Steelers would do, which is damning. And thank you so much for the call, JB. To your point on Terrell Austin, this is pathetic, man. In Detroit, his first year, they gave up 13 points. They were 13th in the NFL in points per game allowed. Then 18th, then 21st, then 13th. He did okay in Detroit. In Cincinnati, they were 26th in the league in points against, 31st in yards against. And then the Steelers say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hire him as our defensive coordinator. Now, we all know it's Tomlin's defense. Tomlin is the schemer. Terrell Austin is going to call the defensive plays. And you can't really find statistics that would indicate that he's actually good at it. I think there needs to be ramifications if this continues all season long. I do think Terrell Austin would be the sacrificial lamb. I think then you need a mandate from Art Rooney II, not that I expect one. And I think that you take the hiring power away from Mike Tomlin at DC. And I think you take a lot of the responsibilities defensively away from Mike Tomlin. Because with Keith Butler, the end of Dick LeBeau's tenure, now with Terrell Austin, the defense has really been terrible in playoff games and has generally not played well down the stretch. And the results have not matched the spending or the talent. What's the common thread? It's Mike T. You can't let him be the grand poobah of all things defense if this continues again. This would be one of the most disappointing defensive seasons in the history of the franchise. 412-928-9370. They don't even play the right guys. Nick Herbig has been one of the best pound-for-pound pass rushers in the NFL this season. He didn't go out and rush the passer on the final drive. They were relying on Alex Highsmith. Mike Tomlin continues to talk about Alex Highsmith being the better run defender. And yet you look statistically, they've been better against the run with Herbig on the field than Highsmith. Make it make sense. So even if you buy that Highsmith's the better run defender, why the hell is your best pass rusher, and he's been their best pass rusher this year, Nick Herbig, not on the field when Cincinnati is trying to drive down the field for a win? The thing that Herbig does better than just about anybody is he gets off the ball. He gets off the ball significantly quicker than Alex Highsmith does. And I realize that Flacco is getting the ball out of his hand quick. Well, okay, that's why he needed Herbig out there, because he also gets to the backfield quick. He led the team in pressures despite playing fewer snaps than both TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith by a significant margin. How would I have faith that this guy can fix the defense when he's not even playing the right damn players? I can't. Let's go to Mike in Fort Wayne, one of our favorite listeners and callers. Hi, Mike.
Hey, fellas. I'm glad you mentioned Butler, because this is just a recurring conversation, with that sick feeling Thursday night after the game, or versus Baltimore, or versus Jacksonville in 2016. You're like, what changed? I want to share something that Butler said when he was hired, and something he said when he retired. It's very telling to me on where we're at now. When they hired him, they asked him, are you still going to run Coach LeBeau's scheme? Is there going to be anything different? He said, do you know what his answer was to that?
Do go on, Mike.
What his answer was to that is, he goes, the one thing we're going to change, because we always had Hampton and Aaron Smith creating this wall,
yep,
for Ferrier. Butler said, we're going to allow the three down linemen to rush the passer. We're going to change that. When he retired, Aditi asked him, because they weren't stopping the run. It was the same story. She's like, why do you think you guys had problems stopping the run? He goes, here's what his answer was. Because we're running past the play. You got five guys all heading north to get to the passer. And that's a different technique than trying to stop the run.
No doubt. They play one gap now instead of two gap. And, Mike, didn't we see it on Thursday? I thought it was as evident Thursday as it has been all season long, and that's saying something. You had every defensive lineman pretty much working on their own to try to make big plays and instead of playing within the scheme.
Think about what that does to Queen, because Queen's got to make a split-second decision. Oh, my God, do I step forward to try and stop the run, or do I step back to cover the slant? So our inside linebackers get fed to the wolves, and then you got like a guy like Mika that had to step up to maybe help out Queen. So the whole defense is off balance because of what Butler said with those three down linemen and what Trey Essex said in his tweet earlier this week.
Yep.
The down linemen are all heading, playing their own thing.
And Chris Hoke said the same thing, Mike. I think that's a good point and a really good call. Serious. I appreciate the time, man.
All right, brother.
412-928-9370. I don't know how they fix it. They're not going to fix it. If you disagree, I'd love to hear why at 412-928-9370. I'd like to be a cockeyed optimist. I'd love to think that this Steelers defense can play up to its talent level. But I've been given no reason over the last 13 games to believe that that's not who they are. There's just too much a body of work here. You can chime in. We'll take your calls all morning long at 412-928-9370. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll take your Steelers calls on this defense. I don't think they can fix it. Do you? Also, the Penguins have their stiffest test of the early season coming up tonight. I got a question about them as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Must be the steal and the score! Sir Sidney with a snipe! 3-1.
Pens are 5-2, and tonight they take on the defending back-to-back champion, Florida Panthers. Brad Marchand, that little rat, was back in Boston the other day crying like a baby. That guy is such an ass. He's going to run around tonight. Big test in the early going for these Pittsburgh Penguins. There were only 13,000 and change there the other night. Large, wide swaths of empty seats. And I never tell people how to spend their money. It's not my place. I haven't gone to a Penguins game this year, so I'm not going to cast stones. I'm not going to say, hey, shame on you for not going. Shame on you for not trying to enjoy Evgeny Malkin's final season, or one of Sidney Crosby's final few, or Chris Letang making history now with 600 assists. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to ask the question, what will it take for you to buy in? This is their best start they've had in years. Malkin's drinking out of the fountain of youth. Sidney Crosby's Sid. You've got Ben Kindle and Harrison Brunick, who could potentially be some of the faces of this franchise moving forward. They're playing great hockey. How about that partial breakaway that Brunick broke up the other night? How about Ben Kindle? He's driving play at 18 years old. They need to keep these guys up for the remainder of the season, by the way. You've got young melded with old. They're winning. They're getting solid goaltending. They're doing the rotational thing. They've got players in the bottom six that are competing for spots, and they've been systematically sound in front of their own net, which is something we haven't been able to say in like a decade. What will it take you to buy in? What will it take you to purchase a ticket? What will it take you to go to PPG Paints Arena? 412-928-9370. For me, you got to be doing this around Thanksgiving. It's too small a sample size. Analytically, they're playing well. Eye test, they're playing well. They're a fun team to watch. They're playing better than the sum of their defensive parts. That's for damn sure. They're playing physical. Their bottom six is playing better than I thought it would. If they're doing this come November, late November, I'll buy in. And I would hope that Kyle Dubas would buy in as well and augment this roster if necessary and move off his spot and change up his plan a little bit. But we need to see them play a dozen or so games at the very least to think that this is for real. And I think tonight's a massive data point for this club. I know that Florida's banged up, but if you win the game, if you play well, it's a feather in their cap. So what will it take for you to buy into the Penguins? 412-928-9370. I find myself really excited to watch this team play, though. Like, I'm going to try to enjoy every moment of it because it is Malkin's swan song. And how much longer will we have Crosby playing at this high a level? And I'm trying to soak up all the Brunick and all the Kindle. Hopefully they don't get, quote-unquote, demoted. But what will it take for you to buy in? We'll take your calls on that. A lot of people on hold want to talk about this maligned Steelers defense. We can do that, too. Pat in McKeesport next up. Hi, Pat.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Oh, we're having a great day. Doran's going to have a baby.
I was just going to say, first off, congratulations.
Let's go.
Hope everybody's happy and healthy and can't wait to hear all the good news. But no, Tomlin can't fix it. The game has passed them so far by. I don't even know, like, what are we, 10 years of guys don't know where to line up. We hear misalignment.
We hear miscommunication.
And quite frankly, it goes beyond Tomlin. Rooney, too, is a billionaire. This isn't some North Side scrappy kid. That's a billionaire empire family, and good for them, but it's just part of the empire at this point.
Yeah, and it's tough to criticize Tomlin. Like, Tomlin's, well, it's not, because he hasn't done a good enough job, but really, yes, the issue does lie above him, because he continues to get $17 million a year. He's making so much money, he pays people to cut his grass, and he doesn't even know their names. And they're not going to change anything. I've said if the defense keeps playing this way, you fire Terrell Austin into the sun, respectively. He's a very nice man. And you take the hiring power away from Mike Tomlin, and you take the scheming power away from Mike Tomlin. You make Tomlin a CEO, but guess what? They're not going to do that either. Bob in the car. Hello.
Good morning. If you can, buddy, just hear me out. This is crazy that we have this perspective here in Pittsburgh of Tomlin and the Rooneys. We get it. Tomlin is exposed, and Rooney doesn't want to make a change for the fear of making change. But when I went to Minnesota this past weekend, I took my family. We do one NFL game out of town every year. And so we went to the Eagles and Minnesota game. Ironically, all my kids are dapped up in, you know, Eagles and Vikings game. I just have a simple Steelers shirt on. So we start making small talk before the game. The Minnesota people said, Brian Flores said as soon as he was hired, he can't wait to be in charge of his scheme, call the plays, mix it up, give pressures, because where he just came from, it was literally one way, and that was it, meaning it wasn't his. And then you watch the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody talks about Saquon Barkley and Hurts and the playmakers. That defense is why they won the Super Bowl. And what did both defenses do? Minnesota absolutely stymied Barkley. They got beat by Hurts on some big plays, and that happens. But what happened was, also, the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, you knew them for years as blitz, reckless, man, kind of like what the Steelers are playing. But what they do is they mix it up with the zone blitzes. What's the difference in that game on Sunday? They drop a zone blitz where they drop the pressure guy right into the passing lane, picked it off and took it for six.
Bingo.
And they were all saying to me before the game, it's a shame that the Steelers used to be the most feared defense in the league, and now people look at it as they can't wait to play the one-trick pony Steelers, where they're either blitzing with reckless abandon and no stopping the run, or they're playing zone off the ball 12 yards. And
you know what, Bob? I mean, I was singing their praises for the three games they had played prior to the Cincinnati game, where they had been elite, and the Steelers were leading the NFL in six-man pressures. The Steelers were leading the NFL in blitzing, and they had finally found their identity. I mean, that's what we talked about all offseason. You got these corners so you can trust the secondary so that you can blitz more often, and it was coming to fruition. But they're so afraid of the good quarterback, and they put Joe Flacco in that category, that when they play these guys, they go away from that identity. They're passive. And I know Flacco was getting it out of his hand quick. Guess what? They were dicing you up, and you weren't bringing the heat. So why not bring the heat? Vic Fangio for the Eagles, to your point, one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. You bring up Brian Flores pretty much across the board. That defense is better than the Steelers. They're 10th in points per game allowed. The Steelers are not in that realm. Those are good coordinators. The Steelers don't have a good coordinator, and their head coach is not the defensive genius that the national media will make him out to be. Facts. 412-928-9370. I'm fine with living by the blitz, dying by the blitz. Fine with that. But they thought their best course of action against Joe Flacco was, whoa. We can't bring the heat. He'll pick us apart. That's what he did anyway. Be the havoc defense. Set the tone. Win the line of scrimmage. Set T.J. Watt up with more one-on-ones. They brought Jalen Ramsey on a couple of corner blitzes against the Cleveland Browns, and they barely brought a blitz against the Cincinnati Bengals. Make it make sense. They didn't even play the right players. 412-928-9370. What'll it take for you to buy in to these Pittsburgh Penguins? Do you think this Steelers defense can be fixed by Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370. More calls, texts, and tweets. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up in 10 minutes, Pat Bostic going to be joining the show. Aaron Rodgers spoke about this matchup between Green Bay and Pittsburgh, this historical matchup. Also talked about his relationship with Jordan Love. What can we take from that and apply it to the Jeremy Fowler report that the Steelers want Rodgers to come back in 2026? We'll get into it next. Right now, I've asked this maligned Steelers defense, do you expect it to get any better? Do you think Mike Tomlin can fix it? I do not. A texter writes in, the Steelers lead the league, or among the league leaders in blitzing. That's exactly what I was saying last segment. You're right about that. But then Joe Flacco walks out onto the field and they go, whoa. We can't blitz this guy. He'll pick us apart. 8 days before that, he was a Brown, for God's sakes. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, it is my daughter's sixth birthday. Adam, enjoy it while you can. You'll blink and she'll be 22. It's our good friend Nate in the car, who we've hung out with at a couple of different station events. He says, you met my son. He was six yesterday. He'll be 23 in April. It does fly. It absolutely flies. And it changes your life for the better. There's nothing better than being a parent. Doran is bringing another child into the world today. We're very happy for him. Let's go to Bob in Maine. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first off, congrats. Congrats to Doran. That's great.
Hell yeah.
And to you guys for the, what do you call it, macaroni award?
We'll take it.
Great job. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, Bob.
You guys are, you're the best. So,
I mean, you don't have to change subjects, Bob. If you want to keep saying nice things, we'll let that happen too.
Oh man, it's great. I told Starkey a couple months back. I said, you guys blow away every other sports friggin' chant. I'm telling you, I'm up here in Maine. I listen to some of the Boston people. It's amateur hour. You guys are fantastic.
Well, Bob, anyway, if I may just quickly before you get into your Steelers point, the thing I love about working here, and I've only been here for 3+ years now, everyone gets along. We're all buddies. Everyone works their tail off. What's great, Bob, is it is the culture. And what's great is I'm super happy for our show and the success But I'm so happy for everybody. I'm so happy for Pony and Mueller and Starkey and Pomp. And there's too many people to list. But anyhow, go on, Bob. Thank you.
So, you know, I'm with you. There's no friggin' way anything's changed with Tomlin. As long as he's there, forget about it. It's over. This is awful. So I took I did a deep dive a couple months ago looking at the defense, just the defense. It's a tale of two stories, the LeBeau era and then the Tomlin era after LeBeau was done. It is night and day. The defense, they averaged overall they were in the top five from 2007 to 2017. After that, it's been horrible. They've been mediocre, their defense, and it is just not going to change. Nothing is going to change until something big happens there with the coaching. It's awful.
And you know what, Bob? As they've spent more and more on the defense, the worse and worse the results have been. And I think that points to one thing, and that's coaching. And thank you for the call. We got to run.
Yeah.
Bob from Maine, a nice man. I've been to Maine. I got drunk in Maine with my buddy when I was 17 years old. I went up there with him for a family vacation. We stole his grandfather's beer in the middle of the night. I ran out on a jetty, slipped, fell, hit my head, could have died, and it was idiotic. But a nice place, Maine.
I feel like you could have done that in any state, and I feel like you may have done that right here at home, too. That's
Because the most important thing is the state of inebriation.
What makes the trip special? Well, I got drunk. And had a story to tell.
Well, it was...
What did it look like?
Oh, it was...
Did you have lobster?
We did. Lobster roll. And we went whale watching. But the notable story was that I almost died.
You go whale watching every day when you do this job. But I made fun of myself.
I love it, Harry. That's macaroni winning stuff right there, buddy. Now shut your blowhole. Coming up next, Pat Bostic going to join the show. What did Aaron Rodgers say yesterday that has me really wanting that dude back in 2026? We'll tell you. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.